Welcome to KNEO Radio Podcast, KNEO Radio AM and FM radio podcast covering the heart of Texas and the Northwest Hill Country, including McCullough, Mason, Menard, Concho, San Saba, and portions of Brown and Llano counties. KNEO Radio is your podcast to hear interviews with special guests, local news, events, agriculture, and community affairs. For more KNEO podcast, visit KNEOradio.com. KNEO Radio Podcast, making a difference.
Regular session.
We did.
And it was, you tell me, a short session.
It was. We started just about a minute late. It snuck up on us on the time while we were chatting with different folks that were there. But we started at 6:01 and with an invocation of Pledge of Allegiance. We had two council members that were not there. Missy and Jay May were not present, and no explanations were provided at that point or needed. We had a quorum, and we had one public announcement from a fellow called Tracy Pitcox. Yeah. And he talked to us a little bit about how much he appreciated our support for the music festival and about the August Country and Western Museum event that's going to take place. Just a minute about that. And expressed his thanks for all that and his recognition of support. In particular, he talked about Tina's support for Tina Keys for working with all the RV spots that were out there. And got a round of applause for Tina, and well deserved for all her work with the stuff that was out there. Then we moved to the consent agenda, which was approval of the minutes from the regular meeting on the 6th of April, and discussion, consideration, and possible action regarding noise variance for the inaugural catfish bash. Crawfish bash. To be held at Richards Park on Saturday, the 1st of May this year, until 11 o'clock. It was requested by Ashley Lofstrom from the locker. So it's a one-hour extension that was called for on the park. Consent agenda was approved unanimously, 3-0, and we moved on to the presentation for the second quarter financial report. We are looking good in the financial report to go through all those numbers and look at that. A little bit of a reduction in the revenue from the electric department, and that's largely due to the reduction in the cost of the power that is a pass-through savings to the customers that were out there. So we spent a little bit less on electricity, and we charged the same amount. Spent that same amount and pass that on to the customers that were out there. Larry Land asked a question about that, and we had a little bit of discussion about all that. But the rest of it is looking good moving along. We did not have a public hearing of any kind. We only had three items on the individual concerns. Those were discussion, consideration, and possible action regarding the second and final reading of Ordinance 1318 of the City of Brady, Texas, to amend the fiscal year 2021 budget for municipal purposes to provide the funds for modification of the end of the Civic Center, $102,500 as part of that. And we acknowledge the contribution of the seniors contributing money, $60,000, I understand, toward that effort to get the modification there done. That will include a complete kitchen. An office area will be built, and we will use either a movable wall or the pipe and drape to set aside the last two sections toward the golf course at the Civic Center for the Senior Center. That'll give us the option of still using that kitchen in the evenings and times when events might need it, as well as a upgraded place for the seniors to meet and do the activities at the Senior Center and the meals that are provided from there. The second item was discussion, consideration, and possible action on Resolution 2021-13, authorizing the finance director to apply to the Texas Relief Program as a vendor to receive utility payments. What all of that really means is a program has come up for an option that as the provider of utility services, we can go through the paperwork to establish the city as a vendor toward providing those services, and that will make funds available from the state of Texas for people that through the COVID hardships, jobs lost, time lost, and everything, to provide funds to make up for overdue bills, both in terms of the utility and the rent that they have at experienced as a result of that. So we're uncertain as to how much money that would be, but either way, if it doesn't really result in much income from the city, it provides relief for citizens that we could participate in that program. And as we understand it, the citizen would make an application to that fund, and the city would be a part of that documentation of that, and the overdue utility bill, perhaps as part of that, would get paid directly to the city to cover that. And like I said, it's for the, I believe it starts in February of last year for events that people may still be behind on that. We just found out about the program and did a resolution to approve the finance director to apply to be part of that. Both of those two individual concerns passed 3-0. As did the third, which was discussion, consideration, and possible action regarding approval of hotel occupancy tax funding application for the Locker Bar and Grill for their inaugural Catfish Bash. And so going along with that noise variance that we gave some of the hotel motel tax money that's in that fund to help people with events, was approved 3-0. There were no questions on the staff reports that were there and on our calendar that we looked at that you talk about each morning. Coffee with a Cop tomorrow, 8:30 to 10:30 in Brady National Bank Community Room, just a couple doors down from here. The Chamber Banquet on the 29th at the Civic Center. And, of course, the 4th and the 18th of May will be our two regularly scheduled council meetings, and as well as on the 8th of May, Hope from the Heart event in Richards Park, and Memorial Day on the 31st of May were all on ours. There were no other announcements, no executive session, and the council adjourned the meeting at 6:26. And the room rapidly cleared, and we locked her down.
Ready to,
as part of that.
Ready to, a question for you on the changes at the Civic Center it's going to be making to accommodate the Senior Center. Do you have any time frame, any feel for how that's going to move ahead?
I do not have any time that I would feel comfortable putting out there because the effort has started. The attempt to procure the equipment that would go there in the discussion, all of that's been managed by the city manager, and it's not firm at this point, but we're trying to get it done as quickly as we can.
Very good.
So there was one other item. Let me find it. We got lots of paperwork on the rent and utility relief. Here, find the correct page. Because I didn't talk about the support for the hotel motel occupancy. The question is, how much money did they get from that? And I don't find it in my document.
Okay.
Sorry.
Well, that's okay. We will, by the way, it's crawfish. You did it again when you were.
Oh, did I?
Yeah, you referred to it as catfish.
Crawfish.
Crawfish.
I have no information that those came from Brady Creek. I haven't seen any crawfish in Brady Creek in a long time.
Well, you might hope not. I haven't either. You know, the crawfish.
Used to do that a lot as a kid.
I know.
Yeah. Go down to muddy creek banks and things and see that little pile of dirt there and fish those crawfish out.
What'd you do with them? Looked at them?
Looked at them, played with them, kind of like horned toads. And,
yeah, exactly.
And let them go. I know a lot of folks in different parts of the country use crawfish for bait while they're fishing.
That's right.
And, but I don't recall that we ever did that. It was just one of those things to mess with them and try not to get pinched in the event that.
Yeah. It was the sport of it all. Is that what it is? Of catching crawdads.
One other event that I will mention based on where I went to college today is Aggie Muster. The muster is going to occur at 6 o'clock in Mason. And for all those details, folks can go to the NM website to muster and see how to get registered for it ahead of time. And the agenda for the event that will take place this evening, as I said, in Mason.
Okay. The water project continues to, you know, dig a pipeline.
Yes,
that
sir.
Kind of stuff moving ahead.
Moving along, and our interactions with the Water Development Board seem to be going well to keep that all in, and we have the bids coming up for the wastewater treatment plant coming up pretty soon. Here it was originally scheduled to get those bids in on the 30th, and I have not seen anything different on that with a tentative date to do the evaluation of all those bids on the 4th, and so we'll
the 4th of May?
4th of May, yeah.
Okay.
And then we would start all the paperwork to get all of that done. Again, that looks like completion in early 2023. And the clean water, the drinking water, at the end of 2022.
That's next year.
It is.
It's hard to believe.
It is.
It may be the end of next year, but it's still next year.
It's next year. And and the good benefit of that did project that the north side of town would be up with water pressure and better water pressure and everything sooner than the south side, just because of the way that they have to phase those things in. And the question that I have had several times from folks is, when does the Brady Water Tower come down? And the answer is, I don't know. I have not seen the specific time that they're planning on doing it. So I'll try to get that information available to the folks that have asked me for it. We've been distracted by trying to look at all the other things going on in the world. It's a crazy place right now. If you listen to the news and all the discussions about the programs that are coming out of Washington, D.C., and, of course, the results of the trial. So I guess that'll quiet down for a little while until 8 weeks from yesterday when they have the sentencing hearing.
Yeah, that's true.
It
would be welcome if it would quiet down for a while. That is true.
So I did not stay up late last night to listen to see if there were still riots in Minnesota, but
I gather not really riots, what you would call now. There were people celebrating and some protest apparently are saying, you know, that wasn't enough, there's more to be done, but nonetheless, it didn't seem near as serious as he might have expected if the verdict had gone the other way. Here in Brady, America, things are quiet. The movie this weekend at the Palace Theater
should be a successful event.
Should be.
Godzilla versus Kong. No, it's not a brand new movie. It's been out for a while.
Is it?
But the feedback that I have is it's still a big box office favorite, I think, as people come out of the COVID shell and start going to movie theaters and things. They didn't pick it up on the first round or out of Redbox or something. So
yeah.
I don't know yet what the movies are after Godzilla and Kong. The way we order the movies, it just falls that way that you don't know until a little bit closer on the dates. And we have a board meeting, usually the first Monday of the month, and we'll take a look. The theater is not doing real well right now. There's not a lot of attendance. We had expected pretty good attendance on the girl who, well, let's see, the right, I'm trying to get the title of it right. It wasn't the exactly the girl who believes in miracles, but that was the
that's exactly what it was, the girl who believes in miracles.
And I thought it was an excellent movie, but we only had 89 people spread across three showings of the thing, so that's a little short of what we need to break even at the theater. And that was actually one of the better ones we've had since we opened the theater. Tom and Jerry was the best.
Tom and Jerry. Okay. Well, this weekend, as you said, Godzilla versus Kong. And it's rated PG-13. Showtimes are Friday night at?
Friday night at 7:30, Saturday night at 7, and Sunday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay. Very good.
So I don't know who's the good guy and who's the bad guy.
Well, that's a good question.
In Godzilla versus Kong.
Yeah, who's got the white hat and who doesn't?
You know, it varies back and forth. Sometimes the really bad guy in history turns out to be the good guy fighting the new bad guy.
That is true. That is true. So you don't know.
Come see it yourself and bring the kids. Yeah. This is one that will work out well.
Have a good time with it. Mayor, appreciate it.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to the KNEL Radio Podcast. Be sure to tune in live to KNEL 95.3 FM and KNEL 1490 AM and KNELradio.com. For more KNEL Radio Podcast, including KNEL Sports, visit KNELradio.com homepage and click on the podcast of your choice to listen, download, and enjoy. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference. Thank you for listening today.